and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. And MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday, the final day, 31st of the month of August, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Amy Jackson and Amanda Gutierrez with the Emporia Rec Center. It's, I understand, is just about couch to 5K time. Amy, good morning. How are you?
I am good this morning. How about you, fellas?
Doing good. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Likewise. And I guess, Amanda, I will start with you because you are our longtime spokesperson here for Couch to 5K. But it sounds like also that Amy is taking on a big role here with this round. So, Amy, your time's coming. Amanda, though, wanted to start with you, though, on getting Couch to 5K started and what's led to Couch to 5K maybe pausing and then resuming?
Yeah, so, you know, since I was going to be on this morning, I thought, man, I had to do a little bit of math and see how long this has been. And I believe the Rec Center has been offering Couch to 5K. We started 11 years ago, and I started 10 years ago. And I honestly think Amy Jackson might not have been in my very first class, but I think she was in my second one. And I will be honest, it has been a decade of obviously the physical fitness of it. You can't deny if you go out and try to prepare yourself to run a 5K, that is great physically for your body. But I think the camaraderie of it, you know, when Amy offered to do this again, we paused at COVID. We shut down. I think our last Couch to 5K, we were supposed to run our race May 5th of 2020. So, obviously, March is about when the world shut down. But I will tell you, there were about six of us that went out to the high school and ran around that trail kind of early May of 2020. We got our 5K in. But we've paused it since then. Part of it, obviously, COVID is I don't want to say long gone, but we're not worried about that. It's probably been more my schedule and having kids in high school and not wanting to miss those events that I have been hesitant about starting it back up because of time commitment. But Amy's been the gal.
Well, Amy, now that you're the gal, why are you doing this? So what led you to step in to lead the charge here on Couch to 5K?
Well, like Amanda said, I had participated in it for several years and seasons of it before we had to stop doing it. And I just thought it was time to get it back for the community and myself for my health. And, you know, as the Rec Center says, keep people healthy for life.
Well, let's
active for life.
Yeah, active, healthy, all that stuff. Well, Amy, for folks that may not know exactly what is Couch to 5K, how does this all work?
Well, each week it helps you build up a little bit longer time of running with a little bit of interval of walking for a total of 30 minutes, and we do some stretching, and it kind of gets you by the time that it's normally an 8-week class. But we went ahead and kind of modified it and made it a 12-week, give you that little bit of extra time to keep it built up before that final 5K. And it just kind of gets people out there and moving. So I think that's why we decided to expand it for that 12 weeks instead of the 8.
How has being involved in Couch to 5K almost from the get-go, Amy, how has that helped you?
Oh, well, for sure it's helped me with my health. It's helped me socialize and meet new people and friends. You know, you kind of look back and you think, what did I do with my time? And I'm glad that that's what I chose to do it with because that is important. And it's important for everybody that wants to get out there and is kind of maybe a little bit concerned about, you know, what am I going to look like or how am I going to start? And that just gets people going that direction.
You're talking with Amy Jackson and Amanda Gutierrez, Emporia Rec Center. The Couch to 5K program is up and running again. So, Amanda, what kind of fitness levels, you know, can participate in this? I mean, can we be way down on the fitness, you know, ladder and get up to a 5K? How to, can that work?
Absolutely. And kind of what Amy was talking, again, I'm sometimes I talk too much maybe about the camaraderie of it, but so we did start this week. So Monday was our first class, and we had 16 brave souls sign up. And I'm telling you, we have all fitness levels. And I, you know, I walked up that first day, and we had four newbies. And when I say newbies, they had just, they'd never done this before. And actually, we had more new to the class, but four just brand new, I've never run in my life. And so then you have these veterans. I'm going to call them veterans, even though I can't. I'm about the speed of a snail right now. But just to watch them kind of take those newbies under their wing and kind of give them advice, run with them, cheer them on. So, again, we had all abilities out there, but yet everyone was together, and we want to see each other succeed, and we want to see each other finish. And so, yeah, whether you've been a runner, whether it doesn't matter. There's a place for you, and then you're going to have a whole group of people just there to support you.
Speaking of that here, Amanda, what does that support mean for a runner, for somebody like me who just doesn't? It doesn't matter at all. But how important is that to have kind of like a group of people that you can, you know, bounce things off of and you have that buttress of support?
Well, one, it holds you accountable. I can't tell you how many days I'm like, I'm going to work out today. Oh, I'm going to go run today. But if there's no one there to hold me accountable, I'm going to do it later. I'm going to do it tomorrow. But when there's kind of this group of people, when you don't show up, I guarantee you one of us might text you and be like, hey, we missed you today. And again, it doesn't feel so much like exercise. There's people will buddy up. They're out there running. When Amy blows that whistle and we got to start running. But when you're with someone, you're chit-chatting about your day. You might be complaining about how long you're running, whatever it is. But when you have someone with you and people around you at the end when we're done that first day, we're all high-fiving the newbies because, like, man, you did it. You just, you know, it's exciting. Whether you've done it, whether you've never done it or whether you've done it 10 years now, it's exciting to see people out there trying something new or to see some of these, you know, someone said, oh, the gang is back. Again, we've been doing this almost a decade, so... It's a great feeling. Physically, it's good for us, but I can't, just the emotional benefits are fantastic as well.
Well, Amy, when are the Couch to 5K classes? How long are the classes? Is it too late to get signed up to make it to a 5K before it's all said and done?
Okay, well, we start on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 5:30. Mondays, we are at the C of E Drive, the park. Tuesdays, we are out to the fairgrounds. Thursday, we're out to the Emporia Middle School trail area. We change it up just to give a different scenery, terrain, and convenience for people that might be having to drive from the different sides of town. So we wanted to make it a little bit accommodating for everybody that wanted to join in. I believe that the rec center is probably going to be a better directed question on if it's too late to get signed up for this class. Maybe there's enough interest for a future one, but there's always time to get a 5K in.
Yeah, it's never too late to sign up. That's a great week. Again, it's a 12-week class, so we're going to redo week one like twice. So even if you've missed this week, you can still get signed up next week, and we're going to do week one again. So, and then we'll probably do week two twice. So that's kind of the nice thing about it being a little bit longer. If you do start late, it's okay. If for some reason there's a week you just really have something going on and can't be there, that's okay. So absolutely, call the rec center. We will get you signed up. Sorry, Amy. Go on.
No, that's okay. We'd love to have people. So, yes, if it's not too late, sign up and get out there with us.
So how long does a class generally take?
About 45 minutes. We do, you know, some stretching. We do a five-minute walk. Then we do our interval runs, which is anywhere from that 20 minutes, maybe a little bit more, do a five-minute cool-down, and we stretch out again.
So when is the first 5K after these classes?
Well, we are going to finish it with the Walnut Turkey Trot in November.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Wow. Well, that's quite an event right there.
I think this might be, this is the 13th year they've done the Walnut Turkey Day Dash.
This is their last one.
This is their last one, so lucky 13. Come run it with us, people.
All right. Well, in case people want to get on Couch to 5K, how do they do that?
They can call the rec center, so 620-340-6300. One of the front office gals would be happy to get you signed up. You can go onto our website, emporiarec.org, and get signed up that way. And if you're not real sure, get a hold of me. We'll just come to a class. Come to one class one day. We'll let you try it out with us. And then if you really want to do it, then we'll get you signed up. So it is fun. You will enjoy it. I don't think anyone will ever regret doing it. You may not love it, but I think everyone's always proud of themselves. And you got a whole group of people super proud of you when you complete it.
Well, if you're not sure, talk to Amanda. She will make you sure, I'm sure.
I will make you sure. Yes, she will.
Amy, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Yes, thank you. Good to talk to you guys. Have a good day.
All right, Amanda, always a pleasure.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Amy Jackson, Amanda Gutierrez, Emporia Rec Center, Couch to 5K is back and running, Chuck.
Indeed, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, next week is pretty close.